and we have a lot to do. These next couple of dafim are jam-packed with all different inyanim, all different ideas. Again, it starts off with inyani sota, as we know, the mida keneged mida that we read in the Mishnah yesterday, but then it branches off to many different inyanim with many people who experience mida keneged mida in their lives and other related topics. Okay, so let's go back to the bottom of Ches Amabez. We are on the first wide line, but just one point. We're just going to start with Tanya. We mentioned at the end of the shir from the name of Rav Yosef, the Chazal that's quoted in a number of places in Shas, that even though we don't have a Bezin anymore, Din Arba Mitzvos Lo Batel. If somebody is Chayav Misa for one of the Dalet Misas Bezdin, one of the Averas, so then something happens that is similar to the Dalet Misas Bezdin. Skila Srefa Harichenek. Sam Sofer was asked, what about, Rachman al-Hassan, if somebody has one of these events happen to them, Bizman Azeh, is there any issue with burying them in a regular cemetery? Because we know the Mishnah and the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that they used to bury the Haruge Bezdin in different cemeteries, even the two and the two, Skila and the Shreifas and the Herig and the Chenex. Right, so do we have to think about that in our days? So he was asked this on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Parsha Shoftim, Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph. Ish Kadosh Hanerag Bidei Akum Rotzeach. There was a Ish Kadosh that was killed by a bandit. V'nikbar b'yom Aleph Shalachrav. He was killed on Shabbos, and they buried him on Sunday. And they know his name, Reb David, Ben Reb Shakralis, Hashem Yikom Damo. Right, even hundreds of years ago, for 2,000 years, we've been saying Hashem Yikom Damo. And the people that were there were not the head of the Chaver Kadisha was away for Shabbos. Virgin Chaver Kadisha had Bashuk Fest, Vahanisharim, Po, Enam, Bakiyim, Biminhagi, Chaver Kadisha. The only people that were around weren't Bakiyim and the Minhagim. Okay, in Bo Vishaluni, in Lakovro, Bekivri Avosav, Oliyachi, Lomakum, Shom Kever, Bifne Atzmo. Right, should they bury him in Kever Avos? Or should they bury him in a separate place? Kishamu, Omrim, they learned Dafyomi, they learned Dinaba Misa's Lo Batlu, and maybe this person was included in that. And therefore, what should I do? So says the Chassam Sofer, I have not found this Mefurish anywhere. And Fida says it's not Mefurish anywhere, it's probably not Mefurish anywhere. He says, I looked through all of the Svarim, Akme Me'iti Lo Teitzei Harak, but he says, I didn't find this anywhere where we should be machmir and really assume that b'derech vadai. And therefore, I told them yikbaru b'kivros avosav lefi kvoda aroylo. Buried him in a regular kever avos. And then he says, I think I have a diuk in the language of the Chazal. Right, the Gemara says mishin is chayiv sayif nimsar lamalchus. It doesn't say mishin nimsar lamalchus mischayiv sayif. It doesn't say everyone who's given over to the Malchus is really a reflection that they're Chayef Saif. It just says anyone who's Chayef Saif is given over to the Malchus. But there might be people given over to the Malchus that are not Chayef Saif. Right? It doesn't say it in the opposite direction. Chazal nizharu b'divrayim. The Amru, exactly what we just said, Mishas Chayef Saif nivs l'malchus, avaloka Mishas nivs l'malchus is Chayef Saif. Umikal shekein, haneragai de rotzeach ha'orev ladam, v'yimkein ukmilei v'cheskas sadekes, v'kashrus v'kadosh yomar lo. So we wouldn't go in the other direction to assume l'chumra, says the Chassam Sofer. And he continues, but that is the main point of his tshuva. At the end he says, and also, even in the days of the Gemara, they only did this on a temporary basis, buried somebody in a separate cemetery until his bones rotted. After that, then they did Likud Atzamos and buried him in the regular cemetery. We don't do that anymore. We bury once, says the Chassam Sofer. So even if you want to say we should go like, and we knew for sure, but we're not going to unbury them to do Likud Atzamos, so because that's not the minhag, we're for sure not going to do it in the first place anyway. So that's the Chassam Sofer, Sa'ara Yeredeya, Simon Shin, Lamed Gimel. Good, Tanya. So now we know Brisa, first wide line. Hiya Rabbi Yomer. How do we know that in the way, in the Mida, that a person measures out, he is measured? Right? Mida keneged Mida. Whatever he does, right? Like the Gemara has a number of chazals throughout Shas like this. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kol Adonas Chaveiro Lekav Schus, Donin Oso Leschus. Also a similar idea. Whatever measure we use for others, so we get to us. As we said yesterday from Chaim Shmulevitz and the other Bali Musar, it's to teach us something. Shene'amar b'sasa'a b'shalcha t'rivena. With a measure, b'shalcha t'rivena, we are sent out. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Am Yisrael is going to be sent out with a measure. Eli, Ela, Sa'a, I only know this about a Sa'a, which is a larger measure, which means a chet gadol, by big sins. I know, I get mida keneged mida. Minayin l'rabos, tarkav, achatzi tarkav, kav, achatzi kav, rova, achatzi rova, tumun, v'ochla, tumun is a 16th, and an ochla is 1/32nd, right, or even smaller amounts, minayin, tamalomar, because the pasuk also says in Yishayo, ki kol se'on so'ein barash. Also, smaller measures used. Uminayin shekol prutu pruta mitzarefes l'cheshbon gadol. And how do you know every pruta adds up? This line is taken out of context. In the context, what does this mean? It means if I did a little bit of era today and tomorrow, Hashem keeps track. And if it gets to be one big sin that I require punishment for, Hashem's going to do that. This chadal is taken out of context when somebody's collecting staka. Every little pruta counts. Every little bit called pruta pruta misarefes l'cheshbon gadol. Right, but here in the context, it's not such a favorable interpretation. But how do you know every pruta? Tama lomar, achas la achas limso cheshbon. Right, every little bit combines. V'chein matzinu besota shebemida shebmadada ba madadula. So too, this is a continuation of the of the brisa. So you also see by sota, every mida that we measure. He amda al pesach abesa leira oslo. She stood outside to be seen. Lefichach kohen ma'amida asher niknar umarek lon lakol. She stood outside to act in an inappropriate way. So we stand her up outside by shara niknar and we show her embarrassment to all. He parsalo sudarin na'in arosha. She put very fancy silken clothing on her head. Lefichach kohen notel kipa me'al rosha. Umenicha tachas l'glas. So we uncover her head. She used her hair in the way of znus, so we use her hair in the way of busha. He kishtola paneha. She made her face beautiful. Lefichach paneha morikos. So that is why her face, gets sick by the water. He kachla lo eneha. She colored her eyes. Lefichach enel boltos. Right, all the parts of her body. He kachla lo asara. Lefichach kohen soser asara. Again, she braided her hair so to the kohen undoes her hair. Now sometimes we don't think, oh, it's so not embarrassing to have her hair uncovered, but only because we live in a society where there might be some people that don't cover, especially all the non-Jews. But in a society where it was mikubal to, and hopefully as it should be, for married women to have their hair covered, it is very embarrassing. Not, right? Sometimes we can't fathom the embarrassment of another time period in terms of the physical appearance, right? The story, if you remember, by David HaMelech sends out his troops to Hanun, the son of Nachash, in order to comfort him. His father had just died. So he sent him a couple of troops just to wish him well. And the receiver, Hanun, is very nervous about why David sends him the troops. And he says, oh, maybe he's sending him these troops to spy. So what does he do? He cuts off half their beard and cuts half their clothing and sends them back. And they come back all disheveled and terribly embarrassed. And David sends them to Yericho in order for their beard to grow back. So the Radak asks, why don't you just cut off the other half of the beard? And then he says, that would be even more embarrassing. It's even more embarrassing in those days not to have any beard than to have a half a beard. So again, this is what the society's accepted norms were. So here too, right, society's norms was that the hair was covered, and therefore uncovering would be embarrassing. He heretalo be'etzva, continuing, she showed him, probably used her fingers in order to help the seduction. Lefichach tzipraneha noshros. So that's why her fingernails also are treated in a bizarre way. He chagra lo betzilzul. She girded herself with a fancy type of belt. Lefichach kohen mevi chevel amitzri. V'koshel alamala midadeh. So we also use something to tie around her. He pashtalo es yirecha. She stuck out her thigh to him. Lefichach yirecha no feles. That's why her thigh is punished with the waters. He kovalta al kresa, she accepted him on her stomach. Lefichach bitnatzava, that's why her stomach is also punished. Again, what's the emphasis of this whole Gemara? That every little detail in life is mida keneged mida. There's nothing in our life that is not. Everything that happens to us, every little tsara, every little dikduk of a headache, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we should have the attitude, if something happens, well, what do we always say? We all do it. Oh, this should be the worst. This should be it. This is what I should be makabel. We recognize it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it should only be this. We should. That's what we should. We should say. He. That's how we should view it. He chechilato ma'adani olam. She fed him all the delicacies of the world. Lefichah karbana ma'achal behema. That's why her karban is ma'achal behema, is food that is usually consumed by animals. What is that? This comes up later in the Masechta. Her karban, her mincha, is made out of barley. There's only two karbanas that are made out of barley. Almost all karbanas mincha are made out of wheat, chitim. There's only two that are made out of barley. Number one is the mincha sota. Why? Because it's Gemara right here. She did an animalistic act, and that's why her karban is animal food, barley. Right here, it has a little different message of the opposite of ma'adani olam. The other karban is the mincha ha'omer, brought from the first barley that is matir, the chadash in the Medina. Right, that's where you go. We have the whole ceremony, as is described in the Mishnayos and Menachos, to bring the karban ha'omer, and that is sa'or. And what's the message there? Why is that? You know, ma'achal behema. We understand this. So all the Bali Musar say the same idea, that really the omer is the first pole of a two-pronged karban. It's two karbanas, but it's the omer and the shtei halechem. The omer brought on the second day of Pesach, and the shtei halechem brought on Shavuos. Shtei halechem is also brought from Chadash, but the new wheat. And that's matir bringing karbanas from Chadash. The seorim on Pesach is matir in the Medina. That's why we could eat Chadash, we could eat items that have taken root since last Pesach, after the second day of Pesach. But the process of Sfiras HaOmer is going from the level of animal to person, right? We're without the Torah on Shavuos, so we're like animals, right? That's Mekadesh our lives. And that's why the process, every year, we have to go from the level of Ma'achal Behema to Ma'achal Adam. And that's the message that many, many talk about. Those are the two karbanas related to Ma'achal Behema. Again, Sota and Omer. Weiter, what he could even say that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh quotes in Parshas Emor, that the 7 weeks of Shavuos is like a Shiva Nikiyim for Klal Yisrael. Right? Before we get married, ultimately, on Shavuos with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to have Shiva Nikiyim, just like a regular Kala Shiva Nikiyim. So we're not a Sota when we start, but we're not Tahora Labala, we're not totally ready, and that's why it's a process. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, lest you ask that, oh, usually a woman needs 7 days, and we need 7 weeks, well, we're talking about a whole nation. So, okay, so it's, you know, you times it by a week, 7 weeks instead of seven. But seven is always the number that is used in terms of Tara process, right? For Tumas Meis and for Mitzorah, it's always 7 weeks. So here too, that's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, based on the Zohar. In Emor, the Shiva Nikiyim. So that's also related to the starting off on the level of Behema. Viter, let's continue. Says the Gemara, he, about the 10th line or so, he hishkasahu yayin mishubach bekosas mishubachim. She gave fancy wine in fancy cups. Lefichach, kohen mashke mayim hamarim b'mekeh d'shocheres. And that's why the kohen gives her bitter waters in an earthenware kli. Earthenware is the least type of level kli, least quality, right? That is why we know in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, Cheres has different rules than all other kalim. Cheres is not metame if you touch it. Why? Because the value of the material is negligible in halacha. What's valuable about a kli cheres? The inside, its usage, clay kibul. And that's why a kli cheres is metame mitocho. If you hang something inside the kli cheres, but the material is not. Why? And that's why it's the lowest level value, and that's why it's used here. The fancy, the opposite of fancy, is mekedo shel cheres. Just because nowadays we have certain fancy types of kalim that are made out of cheres, therefore you don't have to tovel, china, v'chulu. So okay, but that's just halachically we're using that. But again, in Chazal, Cheres was known as the lowest level. He asked b'seiser, she acted in private. Yoshev b'seiser elyon sambo panim. The one who is hidden in private will place his face sambo panim. Rashi says on the fourth line, penai lipara mimena. Hashem will turn his face kaviyachol and take his time to punish. Shneamar ve'ein no'eif shamra neshef. Lemar, lo tusherenu ayin, right? An adulterous person says, no eye sees me. But Gomer, as you see, it is acting binistar. One more line, davar acher, hu asta, hi asta b'seiser, hamaka pirsma b'gali. Or a different one, she acted in hiddenly, in the Hashem punishes her in revealed way, shenemar, techases sin abamashaon, you cover it in deceit, tegalera aso b'kahal. right? And it'll be brought out in the open. The Marsha here has a different shot of what does it mean, Hashem samba panim. So that meant, according to Rashi, Hashem places his face, kaviyachol. But the Marsha says, samba panim, Hashem makes the baby look like the father. And therefore, a woman can't hide it. Women can't hide it. That samba panim puts on the baby the face of the father, the cluster panim, right? The DNA, you can see that, and therefore that is what the embarrassment is. Yoshe B'Seser, he quotes this from a medrash: panim shel tzuras ubar b'dmus hanoef lefarsim ba'olam znusa. Right, to be mefarsim the znus. So machlokas Rashi and the Marsha, what does it mean here? Samba panim. Related to this. A little bit is, I think we quoted this a long time ago, right, the embarrassment factor of the child. There is a radical tshuva that nobody agrees to. Nobody, Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's totally wrong, and others, Rav Yaakov Emden. There are a couple of tshuvas of Rav Yaakov Emden that are pretty radical. He has a tshuva about Pilegesh. It's a good idea to have a Pilegesh, right? That's one tshuva that is very radical. But another tshuva is in Chelek Aleph Surim and Gimel, Rav Yaakov Emden, in the Shelos Yaves, he discusses there was a woman who came to him, terrible, she was Mezana, and she was pregnant. And now she's doing tshuva Gemura, and she feels terrible, and she wants to know what to do because she wants an abortion. I can't go through life with this. How am I going to be able to have a mamzer and go through life? I'm doing tshuva on Eishes Ishizinsa, and this is what I'm going to have. I'm going to have this baby staring at me for the rest of my life, reminding me of my sin. Because, as the Marsha says in our Gemara, the baby looks like the one I was Mezana with. Right? So it's terrible. What am I supposed to do? I want an abortion. So all the poskim say, it's tragic, it's terrible, but at this stage, it was clearly a couple months into the pregnancy, it wasn't like before 40 days, right? You can't. That was all the poskim say. He fetches out a heter. He says, Bizman Hazeb, as we just learned before, Dun Dina Nefasha, she's really Chayavis Misa, so she's really a Gavra Katila, so really the baby's dead also. So you're not killing the baby, really. They all have the status of Misa anyway, which is an unbelievable suggestion. He says, "Nearly pashit she'ein iser gamkin bash chasaso. Afal bishima kayemes, nearly is daiti gamkin. Shafilu hi ba'atzma. Afshalo nigbar dina lahariga. Machma she'ein davar zeh b'yadeinu achshav. Afal pikein eina b'chlau v'l ezdimchem l'nafshasechem edrosh. You wouldn't be chay Misa if you kill this woman. Ve'einu ne'eneshes im ha'misa v'ibda atzmo ladas. Shakayotzi baze amru b'sifri yachol kishol v'yadar avinir zchusula v'kama masiyos b'shas u'medrashos yochichu shesipru. There are gemaras like this. Mi ba'ale tshuva shedanu din hariga ba'atzmam v'kilsam shezachu l'chayelam abba. There are gemaras like this throughout. But then he continues, the baby is one step removed. And then he says, amnam al-kapanam yish isra l'chadchila b'ashchasasso mi'pashat de Talmuda. He says, "Ein makom lechalik bein zinseim Yisrael am zinseim ha'akum afal pi v'cholu." He says, even if it was an achri of Vlad's kasher, we come makom ma'achar shi'chayev as misa k'shi'eshes ish ein kachu uber yafem e'imo kein yirlan yas daiti, and he ends up by skiving the heter. Nobody agrees with this on any of the levels, right? That regarding somebody who is at the din dal and misas lo balu, person didn't have edim and asron. There's no gemar din. Isn't it, you know, Gavra Ketila? It's when somebody's being let out. Not in this case, but unbelievable tshuva, but it's related to our Gemara, where the Marsha says, well, that's a Kaddish Baruch Hu does that on purpose, right? Part of the punishment is that the baby looks like the Noe. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Umei achar, denafkale me achas la achas limso cheshbon. The Gemara quoted three psukim. How do you know the major sins have mida keneged mida, the medium sins, and even the tiny sins? So once you have the pasuk that says even the tiny sins have mida keneged mida, so what do you need the earlier psukim for? Ki kol sa'on so'an barash lamali. What do you need that for? Likimida. The last pasuk just says that Hashem's going to punish. Doesn't say in what way. This teaches me mida keneged mida. That's what you need, that extra pasuk. So you have two pasukim about mida keneged mida, the big sins and the small sins. The other one just says that this punishment. What about the first pasuk? Once you have the pasuk that says the smallest sins are mida keneged mida, then even the big sins. Ad shashilucha. Hashem does not pay back from a nation, and doesn't punish a nation of the world until they've gotten their fill. Until they've gotten their fill, and in that way, once they've gotten their fill, and now it's time for them to be completely destroyed, that's what Hashem does. So if we think about all of the nations in the past 2,000 years that have existed and no longer exist, they had their time and then they were gone. They had their time and then they were gone. That's the Gemara. Shneamar b'sasa b'shalcha v'gomer. Eini, is this really true? Meaning, once it came, once their time came, then they were totally obliterated? But what do you mean? V'yama Rava. Rava says, Shlosha kosos amuras b'mitzrayim. There are three kosos that are mentioned by Mitzrayim. What three kosos? Remember the story by the Sar HaMashkim. The word kos appears three times there. So it says three times to teach us that there's going to be kosos of peranus that's going to befall Mitzrayim. And the Chazal Rava says here that it's three time periods in history. Lama acha sheshasas bimei Moshe, the Makos, v'acha sheshasas bimei Paranecho, that's later on in Navi, v'acha shasida l'shtos im chavrasel. So you see Mitzrayim at three stage destruction. So how can you say the Pasuk says that once the time comes, they're totally obliterated? It's different stages. Parenthetically, the Yerushalmi, some might be familiar with this Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, quotes many different opinions why we have Dala Kosos. Right, so the famous opinion is, the Dala Shonos of Geula, or the Dala Geulos, the exact Lashon of the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Parshas Va'era. But there are a couple of other suggestions. One of them is this one, the times that it says Kos in the story of the Sar HaMashkim. There it says four times, here it says three. Okay, not getting into that right now. But either way, that's the, this is also related there. So the question, so you see, Mitzrayim had different stages. And if you want to say, well, though the first Mitzrayim were totally obliterated, but now it's new. It's new Egyptians. So it's like a new nation. No, Vatanya, but the Brisa says, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Min Yamin Gera Mitzri, Hayali Chavar Mitamid Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda says, I had an Egyptian Ger named Min Yamin who was in Shir with me, in Rabbi Akiva Shir. And Omar, and he used to say, Min Yamin Gera Mitzri, Ani Mitzri Rishon, Vatasati Mitzri Rishona. I am a first generation Mitzri, and I married a first generation Mitzris, Asi Labanai, or Labni, Mitzri Shnia, and I will arrange that my son, who is a second generation Mitzri, will marry Kadeshi, a second generation Mitzris, so that we can fulfill the Pasuk in Chumash. Kadeshi Yiyah Ben Banai, Ben Bani, Mutar Lavo Bakol. Right, what did it say in the Kisei? It says, Banim Ashe Yivaldi Lam Dar Shlishi, Avo Lam Bikal Hashem. So you see from here that in the times of Rabbi Akiva, it was the same Mitzri generation, same Mitzri population. Right, it's going back, but the same halachas apply. Rashi points out here, it must be Binyamin didn't know or hold of the Chazal that says that Sancheriv was Mevalbel Kol Ha'umos. Right, that there are no nations anymore. Since Sancheriv, you know, messed everything up and confused all of the nations, so it must be, Rashi says, Binyamin Lesle. That Binyamin lived at the times of the Tanoim, right, it's the time of Rabbi Akiva. He must have not held of that Chazal. He must have said, no, I know my Yichus, and I know this is who I am. Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's just continue. Bez Hashem, Ela, Iyen Marhach Iyen Mar. Okay, going back to the original statement. This is what it means. Not that a nation will be obliterated when the time comes, but, Amar Bichinim Bar Papa, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Nifra Min HaMelech Atshah Shiluchu. Hashem doesn't pay back from the king or from that nation until the moment has come. Until the exact moment, and then it's time. But it doesn't mean that it does it all at once. Shenemar b'sasa b'shalcha terivena v'gomer. The Rambam, the diak that we mentioned from someone in the Salvechik dynasty, I've heard it in the name of Reb Chaim, in the name of Reb Moshe Salvechik, but someone in the Salvechik family is medayik, on the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam discusses in the fifth perek, the mitzvahs asay to destroy the seven nations, hachrim tachrimim, the Rambam says that mitzvah does not apply today. V'kfar avdu v'avad zichrom. That mitzvah doesn't apply because of Sancheriv. The very next halacha, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to destroy Zera Amalek. Shenemar timche zichra Amalek. U'mitzvahs asay lizkar tamid. Ma'asav ha-ra'im v'arei vaso. It's a mitzvah to remember. Kedei lo'orer evaso. In order to awaken in us the hatred that we have to have for Amalek. V'chulu. End quote. End of the Rambam. Ask the Mefarshim. Why is there only a v'kfar avdu v'avad zichram after the first halacha? Not after the second halacha. And if you want to say it applies to both, since you just put it at the end of the second halacha, not at the end of the first halacha. So that's where the idea is suggested that all the other nations, they're only a biological, and therefore Sancheriv was Mevalba Kala Umos. Amalek, there are two types of Amalek. There's what we call biological Amalek. That's not around anymore. But there's halachic Amalek. any nation, any people that have as part of their charter to wipe out the Jewish people, they have the status of Amalek. And Rahman al-Islam, there have been a many Amalekim throughout the generations that have tried and have not succeeded. Ad hayom hazeh, there are nations that have the status of Amalek. We are not in a position to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Timche Zecher Amalek. We daven for Mashiach when HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us out. But we know that's one of the three mitzvahs that we're going to have to do when Mashiach comes. We have to appoint a king, we have to wipe out Amalek, and we have to build the Beis HaMikdash. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. But we saw the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, and we recognize that the fight is still going, Rachman al-Islan, ad hayom hazeh. Okay, says the Gemara, Ameimar, two-thirds of the way down. Ameimar masi lo derav chanina bar papa acho, he had that statement on the following. Mai dechsiv, kani Hashem lo shanisi, v'yatem b'nei Yaakov lo chalisem, I am Hashem, I have not changed, and you b'nei Yaakov, I have not destroyed. What's the drasha? Ani Hashem lo shanisi, lo hi kesi l'uma v'shanisi la. I have never repeated makos against a nation. I have cut them, and I've destroyed them, and that's it. Right, that's relating back to the first version of the Chazal. V'yateh b'nei Yaakov lo chalisem, I have not destroyed you, ayinu d'chsiv, that's the pasuk, chitzai achale bom. My arrows I have completed with them, chitzai kalin v'hein einan kalin. My arrows, my makas have completed, but not them. B'nei Yisrael are still here. Rav Soloveitchik writes in one of his articles about Tisha B'Av, he always talks about Tisha B'Av a lot, so one of the articles in Tosafot says, he talks about Shabbos Nachamu. Shabbos Nachamu, why is that such a happy day? We're all like, right, we all take a breath of fresh air, Shabbos Nachamu, music and haircuts, everything, Shabbos Nachamu. Nothing changed. Why are we so happy, Shabbos Nachamu? We still don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so Rav Soloveitchik says, based on this Chazal, Chitzai Achalabem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and not us. The Beis HaMikdash didn't do anything wrong. What did the wood and the stones do wrong? Nothing. We did something wrong. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on us. Up until Tisha B'Av, it was unclear, if Soloveitchik writes eloquently, what was going to be? Was Hashem going to destroy the people who really deserve to be destroyed? Or to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Take a collateral. Take a mashkon. Hashem chose the mashkon. Right when that happened, we realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and is never going to get rid of us. The Zohar writes, based on, or the Medrash writes, based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu was forced us at Har Sinai somewhat to create the eternal relationship. And that's why Shabbos Nachamu is Nechama, because we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never destroy us. But that's this Chazal also. Chitzai kalin v'hein einam kalin. That's another reason why the Mefarshim explain why David HaMelech cannot build the Beis HaMikdash. Right, in Shmuel, Sefer Shmuel doesn't say why. Divrei Yamim, it says he has blood on his hands. But there's a Medrash that says, if David would have built it, it would have been forever. So when Hashem would get mad at us, he'd have to leave the Mikdash and hit us. So that's why David couldn't do it. That's why Moshe couldn't do it. Right, because Hashem, ironically, did not want it to be eternal. He knew that would be best for us. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nifra Min HaAdam Ad Shetismal Isaso. Hashem doesn't punish a person until his time has been filled. He's filled with what he's supposed to get in Olam Hazeh, and then that's it. Shenemar Bimlos Sifko. When his desire is full, Yetzer Lo, then it gets difficult for him. V'gomer. Darsh Avchinder Papa, all different drushes from the same person. Mai Dechsev, Rananu Tzadikim Bashem. La Yisharim Navasi Hila, sing righteous in Hashem. To the straight ones, La'isharim, Nava Tehila. It's good to sing. Al Tikri Nava Tehila, Ella Nave Tehila. Nave Tehila, right? Which means like an abode, a place. Nave Kachecha. Zemoshe V'David, as we just said. Shaloshaltu Soneim B'maseihem. The no nations were able to destroy Moshe and David's actions. What do you mean? David dechsiv tavu ba'aretz sha'areha. David, what is this referring to? So some say he's talking about Ir David. Some say it's talking about the gates of the Mikdash. What happened? The Beis HaMikdash was burned down and destroyed. But David HaMelech's gates, there's a special connection to the gates of Yerushalayim and David HaMelech, they sunk into the ground. Right? David HaMelech's ear, David, whatever it is, something was not touched. Right? The story, if you remember the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed, where Shlomo HaMelech was trying to bring the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash, the gates wouldn't open, and he says, Susharim HaSheichem, they wouldn't open, do it please, do it for me, do it for the Beis HaMikdash Yisrael, do it for David, gates opened. Right, finally, after he says, Bavur David Avdi, right, do it for my father, so a special connection to the gates and David HaMelech. So, David's Maisi Adayim, we're not Batel. Moshe, Damar, Mishanivne, Mikdash Rishon, Nignas Ohal Moed. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Mishkan was never destroyed. It was just put away. Right, the Mishkan was never destroyed. Nignas Ohal Moed, Krushav, Karasav, Uvrichav, Va'amudav, Va'adanav. It was all put down. The Mishkan was never destroyed. There's a beautiful Svarno in the beginning of Pekudei, the first Svarno, where he discusses this, that the Mishkan had something that the two Batei Mikdash did not have. The Mishkan was never destroyed. The Mishkan, being Maisim Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, it was not touched. It was put to disuse. We call it Churban Shiloh, but it's not really a Churban in the physical sense. The Aron was taken, and now it is put into disuse, and they don't use it anymore, the parts of it. But the Gemara says here that it wasn't called a Churban in that sense. And like the Gemara says, Ate Shitim Omdim, Lo'olam Lo'olmei Olamim. It's there forever. It's never destroyed. Heicha, where is it? Where is the Mishkan? Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Imi, Tachas Mechila Shel Heicha. It's right under the Heichal. It's near the Aron. It's under the Kodesh Kodashim. It's still there. Meir Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We will, Be'e Be'Hashem, till still be able to see it. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada, you got to do every Ben Yoyada on these dafim. Again, we don't have time to go through everyone, but the Ben Yoyada is just, it's a beautiful. Beautiful. Says the Ben Yoyada quotes a chazal that many say, what is he, I forgot to say this a minute ago, chitzai kolim v'hei meinam kolim. Right, what does that mean? My arrows, but not them. So he quotes a chazal, he quotes the chazal darshan on, v'hi Hashem miskavla dach miskavla idos batzara, mashal to a king who got angry at his son, and he made a shvua. He says, I'm going to throw this stone on you if you keep getting me angry. And the son got the king angry. He's like, oh, now I have to punish him, but he's my son, I love him, but he deserves punishment, but I made a shvua. I have to throw this stone on him. So what did the king do? He broke the stone into tiny little pieces. And he kept throwing a little bit of the stone on the son. So he's punishing his son, he's fulfilling his neder, but he's not totally destroying his neder. So miskav le'itos batzara. Hashem created the tzara, but he's protecting us in the tzara, because he's only making it. So all the tzaras that we have, rachmana litzlan, right? We're still here. So Klal Yisrael has gotten a lot of hits. Sometimes some generations get a bigger part of the rock, right, than others, rachmana litzlan. But he says we have to realize Hashem broke it up piece by piece. Kedei lasim revach bein eis laishi yicholim lizbol. V'chein kan ka'amar chitzei achalabam ki amaka v'akzeira rog dola mechunatz b'shem chetz. V'mizrakev, he could have gotten rid of us, but Hashem does it little by little in order to be able for us to survive. He also discusses why is David HaMelech discussed before Moshe here? Oh, Mefarshim tried to figure that out. Moshe was first, but here it's the opposite. Okay, you can look there, he has another suggestion. Viter says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, third to last line. Sota nitna einah b'mi she'eino roila. The Sota looked at something that she shouldn't have. Masha biksha lo nitana, what she wanted. Meaning her bo'el was not given to her, meaning she's asura la bo'el. Masha biyada nitlua mimena. And what she had was taken from her. Right? The Gemara says, anybody who puts their eyes on something that's not theirs, you're not going to get it, and you can even lose what you have. Right? Like the mushel, with the mushel of the dog and the fish and the reflection. Right? He tries to get the other fish, he loses the fish that he has in his mouth. Right? The ancient, was it Aesop's Fables? V'chein matzinu, Menachash HaKadmoni. Right, so too, the Nachash HaKadmoni, the first Nachash, the Nachash wanted something that was not for him, right? He wanted Chava. Masha Bikesh lo nitznu la, what he wanted was not given to him, Chava. U'masha biyado nitzlu mimenu, and what he had was taken from him, and he was punished. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is expansion of Hashem and the Nachash. Ani amarti ye melech ha'kol behema v'chaya, I said the Nachash should be the king, right? Not the lion now is the king of the jungle. The snake was the king of the jungle. V'anachash haya arum mikoch hayas hasadeh. The pasuk says it. Well, however you translate arum, he had something that was beyond all other animals. V'achshav arurhu mikol habeimo mikoch hayas hasadeh. And now he's cursed. Ani amarti yahalech b'kom eskufa. He should stand up straight. Achshav al gachono yelech. He's going to go on his stomach. Ani amarti yehe ma'achalo ma'achal adam. Right, the nachash, Chazal say, was eating from the fruit. Climbing up the fruit and climbing up the tree and eating it. Achshav offer yochal. Hu amar eheroges Adam the esa es Chava. I'm going to kill Adam and marry Chava. Right? Rashi quotes in Brachos that the Nachash thought that Chava would give Adam to eat first. That's what he thought. He thought he would eat that first. That's what he thought. How did he know? So it's a question. The Gur Aryeh says on that Rashi. Normally, a lot of times, wives give their husbands to eat first. Right? Bederech HaKavod. Bederech HaKavod. Or the Ben Yehoyada suggests that he thought that Adam, who was commanded, would die right away. Right? What did Hashem say? The day that you eat from this, you're going to die. Chava wasn't necessarily commanded with that tzivui. Right? The Marsha even says here, right, a radical suggestion, but some suggest this. The Marsha says on our Gemara, maybe the Nachash thought that Chava wasn't even imitzuve not to eat from the tree. Because after all, who got the tzivui? Hashem got the tzivui. I'm sorry, Hashem gave the tzivui to Adam. Chava wasn't created yet, so maybe Chava wasn't even mitzuvah not to eat from the tree, says the Marsha. And therefore, he had this whole way of understanding that maybe Adam would die first, and then I will marry Chava. Achshav, Eva, Shispincha, Uvein Ha'isho, Uvein Zaracha, Uvein Zara. I'm going to punish you, you're going to have the worst relationship between all people and all the animals. We could spend many hours on the chait of the Nachash v'chulu. Just the one thought to mention that's not as famous as maybe it should be, the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel on Brachus says it was all in her imagination. It was all in her imagination. Says the Abarbanel, she saw the Nachash climbing up the tree, slithering up the tree, whatever it was, and the Nachash as if spoke to her. Right, we said it this morning. Everything is talking about Hashem. Right, really? Hashem talks? The Shemayim, the Shemesh. David HaMelech says that all nature talks. Right, Shira, Perek Shira, they really talk? No, they're functioning talks. So that's what happened, says the Abarbanel. Chava saw the snake eating from the fruit, and in her mind, that's talking. Oh, animals aren't dying. Animals aren't dying. Look, oh, I can even touch it. It was all in her mind, says the Abarbanel. Again, a radical suggestion, but that's what he says. But I'll get other mafreshim also say it all was a symbol of the Yitzhara. Shanachash lo diber klala la isha v'lo isha ilav, ki lo ish dvarimu. Don't tell me that the snake was talking. It doesn't say v'yiftach Hashem is pi ha-nachash, like it says by pi ha-aton. Why doesn't the Chazal make such a big deal about this? So what's the answer? You could say, well, the Nachash did at that time. Then he was cursed, and he lost his koach ha-dibur. That's what others would say. But the Abarbanel finds that hard to believe. He doesn't like that, so he says it was all in her imagination. Again, you can look there for more on that Abarbanel. Anyway, let's continue. So that was all the Nachash. But there are many other examples, says the Gemara, of somebody who wanted more than they had, and therefore they even lost what they did have. V'chei matzinu b'kayin. Kayin, what is it? Chazal say, Rashi explains each one of these. Kayin was born with a twin, but Hevel was born with two twins. Kayin was jealous. Kayin wanted to marry one of the twins of Hevel. So what happened? He even lost his own, right? His own, right? He killed and he lost everything. Korach. Korach wanted more than he had. He wanted the kahuna and he lost his life. Bilam. Bilam wanted all this money and he was ended up being killed. Doeg. Doeg wanted, right? He was the, a great Talmud Chacham. He was Miskani B'David. And he led to terrible things. He led to the massacre in Nov. V'chulu. Achitofel. Achitofel also, one of David's advisors, he wanted to be the king, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and look what happened to him, one of the four people who committed suicide. The Gehazi, Gehazi also, he wanted the money of Naaman, he got Saras. Avshalom, David's son, wanted to be the king, that's what we're up to in the Navi Shiurim. Again, feel free, the OU website, Navi Shiurim, we started with the beginning, now we're in Sefer Shmuel. Va'adoniah, another son of David. Right, another wanted to be with his David's woman who he was with, Avishag, v'Uziyahu, v'Haman, shenitznu einayim b'mashe enoroi lahem, mashe bikshu lo nitan lahem, u'mashe biyadam nitzluhu mehem. If we ever try to get what we're not supposed to have, we lose even what we have. Ezeh washir hasameach b'chelko. How do we know that the punishment of the waters start in the thighs? That's the curse. Hashem is going to make this happen, but when it actually happens, it says, it says, bet 10 first. So what do you mean it's yarech first? Amar Abaya ki layit laitchila yarech v'hadar beten layit. Right, by the curse, first it curses the thigh, because that's where the sin started, and then the beten, which is the rest of the body. Umayiki batki ki yeruchayu batki. But when the water does its job, it goes through as it goes through the body. Beten beresha, first it hits the stomach, v'hadar yarech. And then it gets to the thigh. Says the Gemara 1 minute, beklolanamiksiv. But by the klal also says v'lan supposed benten v'lan pil yarech. Even by the klal it says benten first. Ahu de modal a kohen de beten bereisha v'hadu yarech shlo lahotzi laz amayim hamararim. No, near the kohen says what's going to happen first, so nobody's motzi laz on the amayim hamararim. This last line is again one of the most unbelievable lines, I think. I don't know if all of Shas, but another amazing line. The woman is told that she's going to blow up. She's going to blow up, but because her stomach blew up in front before her thigh, and the kohen said the opposite. Oh, what a coincidence! Amazing. She must have some stomach issues. Right, and wherever the husband, wherever the boel is in the world, he also blows up in the same way. What an amazing coincidence. They both had food poisoning. Unbelievable! So the Kohen is to go out of, but the Torah is to go out of its way, because if somebody doesn't want to see the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't. Unbelievable. Where else do we talk about this? Brachas Daf Dalet. Right? Kachatzos Alayla. Hashem has to say Kachatzos. Just in case. Just in case, you know, we have to make sure, you know, that, oh, nobody's going to, oh, it happened at 1201? What a coincidence. All the firstborns died. It's unbelievable. If somebody doesn't want to see the hand of God. I was asked recently, somebody emailed me. We're so nervous about this, like here and the Goran Brachas. But why, so why by Nase Adam and Bereshis Bar Elohim? Doesn't say Elohim Bar Bereshis. We're not worried there. There, we're not worried about the heretics. I think the answer is Pashut. That here and by the Makos, the whole purpose, a major part of the purpose, is for other people to learn from it. So we're going to go out of our way to make sure it's 100% clear. By Bereshis Bar Elohim, that's not dafka to teach other people. It's to write the Torah. By Sota, we said v'nivasru kol anoshim, and by the Makos, that's why it's important. Mishnah. Shimshon halach achar einav v'fichach nakru plishim es einav. Now we're branching off. Shimshon followed his eyes, so the plishim poked out his eyes. Shneemar vayochazu plishim vayinakru es einav. Avshalom nizgav esayro. Avshalom was very proud of his hair. That's why he was hung by his hair. That's why he got caught in the tree while he was riding and ultimately was stabbed many times. And because he lived with the pilakshim of his father, 10 of them, of David, 10 types of spears or little weapons were put into him. And because he stole 3 hearts, Lev Aviv, Velev Bezdin, Velev Yisrael, Lefichach Nisgubo Gimel Shvatim, therefore it's 3 spears went into him. Shneemar v'yikach shlosha shvatim, b'kapo v'yitka'im b'lev Avshalom. Terrible. V'chein le'inyin atova, the same thing, Mida k'neged Mida, words on the good. Miriam imtina l'moshe sha'achas, Miriam waited a certain amount of time, sha'achas for Moshe, right, Shneemar v'titatza v'chosel mirachok, she waited by the reeds to see what was going to happen. Tosfos, printed on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. It's not Daf Geshah. It means a certain amount of time. Right? So she waited. Lefichach Nisakul Al Yisrael Zayin Yam Bamidbar. So all of Am Yisrael waited for her when she got Saras. Shneemar v'ha'am lo nasa ad ha'asef Miriam. Yosef Zacha Likbaras Aviv. Yosef Wizoche. He buried his father. He brought Yaakov up. Ve'im v'achiv gadol mimenu. And he was the greatest. And yet he lowered himself to be able to be osek in the kvura, shneemar v'yal Yosef likvaris aviv, v'yal uimo gamrech ev gam parashim. He brought up all of the fanfare. Milonu godom Yosef, shlonis asik boel Moshe. Who, as a schar, who buried Yosef? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe zacha ba'atmos, Yosef, vein b'yisrael godom imenu. Moshe was the greatest, and yet he was osek himself in this mitzvah, shneemar. V'yigach Moshe z'atmos Yosef imo, mi godom imoshe. Shlonis asik boel ha'makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buries Moshe Rabbeinu. Shneemar v'yikbar oso bagai. Lo al Moshe b'lvad amru. And then the Mishnah says, not only Moshe is Hashem involved in, el al kol ha'tzadikim shneemar v'halech lefanecha tzidkecha, kvod Hashem yasvecha, Hashem will gather you in. The shaila is, the Mishnah just undermined the uniqueness of Moshe. Oh yeah, it's all tzadikim. So what was unique about Moshe Rabbeinu? We're going to have on Daf Yud, the only person Hashem buried was Moshe. So what does it mean that Hashem buries all the tzaddikim? So the Marsha says, no, Hashem takes everybody's neshama. But he, by Moshe, he even took his guf. Hashem was osik in the burial of the guf of Moshe. Right, even the greatest tzaddikim, nobody's been on the left, nobody ever had in the history of the world besides Moshe, Hashem buried their guf. Even our own Moshe took care of. Right, even the greatest tzaddikim, we bury them. But says the Marsha, that's the uniqueness. Right? There is a concept of a misa b'neshika, right? There's a beautiful, if you know, Rabbeinu Bachai, the first Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Emor, talks about misa b'neshika, putting together the Chazal. Sometimes Chazal say that there's misa b'neshika, is there no tuma by tzadikim, tumas meis? We discussed that in the past. There are some Chazals that sound that way, but l'maisa, obviously we don't say that. But that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the misa of tzadikim. Tana Rabbanan, now we're going to expand on all of this. All of the Chazals. Shimshon. So we have many Chazals about Shimshon here. Shimshon, Bein Amarad. Shimshon, one of the great Shoftim. But he was a very enigmatic figure. He was a Shofate. He helped, was Moshia as Yisrael, but he was not perfect. Bein of Marad. He rebelled with his eye. Shinemar. Vayomer Shimshon el Aviv. Osa Kachli. I want that woman. Ki hi Yashra Beinai. Right, he followed his eyes. Afichach nikru plishtim es enav shenemar v'yachzu plishtim v'yenakru es enav. Eini, is this really true that he asked his father and he sinned v'aksiv aviv imalo yadu kimi Hashemu? It was all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get him down to the plishtim in order to intimidate them. Ki azal mi abasar yashrusa azal. Meaning, but they're actually other rosalei like malichon oso. You're right. Hashem could have given, could have come up with a different way to get Shimshon involved with the plishtim. But he followed his eye, so Hashem just followed that derech. Tanya Rebbe Omer tchilas kilkulo ba'aza lefichach waka ba'aza. The beginning of his kilkul was in Aza. Right, and that's why that's where his death was. The first woman he was with, he followed his eyes into Aza. After they cut his hair, they brought him down to Aza. He went down to Timna later on. The original was Aza. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia discusses Shimshon and Shlomo and all the women they married. Did they convert them first? Did they not convert them? Even though it gives the impression that they didn't, Mistama they did, even though it wasn't under the best circumstances. That's why Chazal take them to task. But the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Gimel, discusses Shimshon and Shlomo. He loved Delilah, Tanya Rebbe Omer, Ilmali Nikra Shma Delilah, Ru'uya Isa Shitikari Delilah. Delilah is a perfect name for her. Why? Dildala. Dildale is to cut off. Dildala is kocha. She cut off his strength, right? She led him to lose his strength. Dildala is libo. She cut off his heart from Hashem. Dildala is myself. Dildala es kocha dirsiv. Vayasa kocha me'alav. Right when she got it out of him that his strength is in his hair and she cut his hair, no more strength. Dildala is libo dirsiv. Atira Delilah ki higila es ko libo. Right? After he made up three stories, she finally realized that this one was the truth. That it's in the hair. So she cut his hair. Dildas Maisav, the Istali Shchina Mine. The Shchina left him. Dichsiv, Vuhula Yada, Ki Hashem, Sarme Elov. When he woke up, he didn't realize what happened. And therefore, he was very upset. Vatera Delila, Ki Gilas Kolibo. Remember the story. He tricks her a few times. If you do this, I'm going to lose my strength. If you do this, and finally he says, if you cut off my hair. And then she knew that he was telling the truth. Mina Yada. How did she know? 2 days. Amar of Chanan, Amar Rebbe, Nikar in Divrei Emes. You could tell the truth. You could tell that sometimes you could smell the truth. Not always, but the truth is Nikar in Divrei Emes. It's a great line. Abaya Amar, Yodobo Ba'oso Tzadik, Tulo Mafik Shem Shemayin Lavatala. She knew that he wouldn't mention Shem Hashem for nothing. Kivan to Amar. So in this last time he said, Nazir Elokim Ani, Amra Hashta Vade Kushtaka Amar. This must be the truth. How did she finally get it out of him? So the Navi describes that she caused him tsaris and tsaris and annoyed him and annoyed him and annoyed him until she made him crazy. What is it? It's not just some annoyance. Right when the Maisabia was about to be finished, she pulled out. And it made him crazy. And therefore, that was what she kept doing. And he was mitzvah, and he was in pain. The Ben Yoyada says, it wasn't stam pain also, he was upset about Hashkasa Zer Levatala. Every time she did it, right? Either way, whether it was physical pain or halachic pain, this is what she did. Viata, once we're on the topic of Shimshon, let's talk a little bit more. One more section. Viata, what did the Malach say to Ashes Manoach, whose name was Salaponis, and Manoach, Hishamrina, you have to be very careful, Vatishti Yain Veshechar, don't drink any wine, Vatokli Kol Tamei, and don't eat anything Tamei. My Kol Tamei, what does that mean? Kol Tamei, Vesu Arasha Dvarim Tameim Kachla, what, she ate not kosher till now? They were Jews. They were from Jews. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Debei Rabbi Ami Dvarim Ha'asurim Benazir. Davar Tame means that they you can't eat anything, that a Nazir is not allowed to eat anything that comes out of a grapes or raisins or anything. Rashi quotes here, Tom Kaker, Mishras, right? We had that back in Nazir. So that's what the Tzivui was, period. So we're still going to stop there, just to end off with a Schwabvart that we like to quote whenever this comes up. Why is it, if you look in the Haftarah for Parshas Naso, this story, right, Eshet Manoach gets the Tzivui, don't eat anything that has to do with Naziris. And she runs back to her husband says, I don't understand. And they go back and they get the Malach to appear to them again. And then Malach then says, they say, what are we supposed to do? And the Malach says the same exact thing. Right? Tishamer, Tishamer. So Schwab says, no, the point that they were asking was, how are we supposed to bring up a Nazir if we're not Nazirim? I don't understand. You want us to give him this education and make him a Nazir, Nazir Shimshon, right? Two out of the three halachas of Nazir. But we're not Nazirim. So the Malach repeated it, Tishamer, saying, you're right. I don't expect you to do it without him to do it without you. You have to act like Nazirim too. Because the only way that children would be educated in the proper way is with role models, with parents who not only say, do as I say, but do as I do. And that's the message of in the Mayan Beis HaShoeva. It's one of the great varts on Chinuch in Parshas Naso. He quotes it right here on this line, that the Gemara quotes, of Hisham Rino al Tishti Yayin v'chulu. Okay, we'll stop here. Talking about Shimshon, and we will continue, Be'ez Hashem, with more of the Inyani Agadita here in Maseches Sota. Okay, we'll stop here.